Hey guys, thanks for your patience. Obviously, Hannah Darlington here from the Thunder. We'll scroll through one by one. So the first one at the top looks like you, Jocelyn.
Hi, Hannah. Congratulations on the win, making finals and an awesome game. To start off with, tell us what was running through your head in those final few overs and how did you kind of keep you cool?
Yeah, I was probably pretty lucky. There wasn't much going through my head. I pretty much knew what I had to do and just had to execute. And it was really nice to have Rach and Sammy Joe up there talking me through it. So, yeah, I'm not really one to get nervous, but I think there was a lot going on. But, yeah, pretty lucky to have not much going through my head.
Yeah, and how happy are you with the bowling attack of Thunder? I mean, you guys kind of came out and defended so well and kind of stepped up when you needed to. But what do you make of them at the moment, especially coming into, you know, the big final on Saturday?
Yeah, I think after the total we posted, we knew we could defend it. And with the bowling unit we have at the moment, it's definitely our strong suit. And I think it's a really good matchup coming against the top order of the Stars. So, yeah, it's a really nice confidence boost for our bowling group coming into the final.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks, Jocelyn.
Thanks, Jocelyn. Scotty Bailey, good to you.
Oh, Scott.
Hannah, at what point in that game did you sort of think that it was actually possible that you could pull that off?
Yeah, I think the whole game, I think that's the biggest thing about our group is Rach says in the huddle every time before we go out there is just to stay in the contest. And yeah, I think Laura Kimmins got away there for a bit, but we knew as soon as you got into the lower order, we could really pull it off. And that's exactly what we did. So I think there was never a kind of moment there where we thought we weren't in it.
What about for yourself? Obviously, WVBL final, probably the biggest game of your career so far, but is there anything you can draw upon in the next few days as far as experience in these kind of games goes?
Yeah, I think I've been lucky to play in a couple of high-pressure matches in underage cricket, some tours overseas as well. So I'll be pulling on that experience, but I think you look at some of the experience we have in our team and they're the perfect people to learn off. So I think tomorrow will be really important just to get around those girls. And, you know, we've got Heather Knight, Rachel Haynes to be able to gain experience off. So I think our young players are in a really good position to learn off.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scotty. Lockie.
Hannah, obviously, congratulations there to the final. Can you just talk me through, obviously, there was that pretty unique ball that hit Laura Kimmins' stumps, but the bows didn't go off. Was there much chat about around the group about how costly that could be? I think she went on and hit 20 off.
We're just
sorry,
Lockie.
You just cut out again.
I think I got the question.
Oh, no, just saying, like, yeah, sorry, that was all really about how, what was the response after Laura Kimmins's, I guess, reprieve that almost proved costly for you guys?
Yeah, I guess that's the weird thing about cricket. There's some things you can't control, and unfortunately that's one, but it wasn't spoken about at all because we knew our bowling group had the chance to be able to take her wicket anyway. Yeah, she put a couple of runs on the ball, but at the end of the day, our bowling group was a bit, be able to come back from that, and I think it put a little bit of fire in the belly.
I think something that you guys have done really well this tournament is obviously your fielding. Is that something that you really pride yourself on throughout the tournament?
Yeah, we reflected on last season and looked at some stats and we were quite low down the ladder in our fielding last year in terms of some catches, drops and runs not saved. So it was a big focus coming into this season to top that. And yeah, looking at some of the stats from the round matches, we have done that. So it's been a massive focus for us.
And obviously a big contribution there from Sammy Joe taking the final wicket against her former club. Just talk about what she sort of brought to the Thunder this year.
Yeah, she's been amazing. I was super stoked when we found out she was coming to the Thunder and the New South Wales Breakers. We've kind of got a good joke going that we combine our figures as the two death bowlers now. So it's the perfect person to work off. And yeah, she really helps me throughout those situations. But a big game player, Sammy Joe is.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lockie. We'll head to Nick next.
G'day, Hannah. Congrats. Lock has very kindly taken a couple of my questions, but I would like to ask a bit about Shabnim Azmil and the influence that she's had over the bowling squad so far in this tournament. How has she helped you over the past few weeks?
Yeah, she's cool, calm and collected, but the perfect bowler to be able to take the new rock for us. I think she really sets the tone really well to be able to go out there and I think really hurry up some batters, really gets a fire in a lot of us. I know I can't do the same, so it's nice to have someone in your team that can do that. But, yeah, she's an awesome influence all around and really calming.
Thanks so much, Hannah, and all the best on Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Sarah, do you want to go next?
Hey, Hannah, congratulations for today. Such a good effort and great to see. When you guys sort of looking at the Stars, have you guys sort of followed their projection sort of this season? And I guess what's the sort of biggest challenge going into Saturday's game?
Yeah, I guess the beauty about the Hub is you don't really have much choice, that when there's a cricket game on, you have to watch it because it's on every screen in the Hub. So you're able to follow every team's progress. We watched their game last night together as a team. It might be a little bit awkward us being the only two teams in the Hub, but I think it's just going to fuel the competitiveness between the two teams to be able to go out there on Saturday and really have a good match.
And I guess how are you feeling right now? It's probably hard to sort of soak in at the moment, but I guess what's the emotions running through your head?
Yeah, there's a lot going on now. I think we've just sung the team song, so there's a lot going on and the team's really hyped up. But I think it's best that we get back down to level-headed. There's another game to go. Hopefully get as much sleep as I can tonight. But, yeah, emotions are running high and the adrenaline's definitely pumping.
I guess for you, when you sort of come up to these big games, as you sort of said, you face them sort of in your younger career. I mean, what do you sort of do to prepare for something just as big as, you know, the WBBL finals?
Yeah, I think the key thing for every player in our squad is just prepare how we have for every other game. It's nothing different. If you kind of make a big hype about it, I think you'll psych yourself out. So I think it's just best that we stay together as a squad and make sure everyone's prepared as well as they can. But at the end of the day, I think, yeah, we've got a really experienced group to be able to go out there and guide us through it.
Awesome. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Andrew, I think you're next.
Thanks, guys. Hi, Hannah. Towards the back end there, it was a couple of Yorkers you were pinpoint on with. Is that a skill you have the utmost confidence that you can deliver under pressure in a situation like that? Do you feel that's one of your go-to strengths?
Yeah, I think it's a nice strength to have. I do go to that ball a lot, and it's one that is a wicket-taking delivery. I think that's the key thing, is trying to get batters out, still not being too defensive. So if I can go to that ball and execute and grab a wicket, it's a real, I guess, wicket-taking opportunity for me. But it's something I practice a lot and I've done for a couple of years now. So, yeah, I guess if the team needs a Yorker bowler, I'm happy to take the ball.
And just a slightly broader one to finish, you obviously had great success last season as well. Did anyone talk to you, or did you seek anyone out about this notion of perhaps second season syndrome that young players can sometimes find? Because clearly you haven't suffered that this year. You've had another terrific season. Was that something you dealt with before the tournament?
Yeah, I think I've been lucky during pre-season to spend a lot of time with Don Thornley, our New South Wales Breakers coach. And just he stated bluntly that it is going to happen, second year Blues are a thing. But I think the major thing for me is I've had Phoebe Litchfield by my side, who had the exact same tournament as I did last year. And we were really good mates. And to be able to go out there and do it together, we just guided each other through it. And we did have a couple of conversations where we knew, a second year Blue was a very capable thing. And I think we both come out here and prove that wrong.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.